Devin, since you've been here, you guys have traditionally played your best football at this time of the year, and the record bears that out. Last year you didn't. Can you talk about why we traditionally do that and maybe put a finger on something why last year didn't?
I forgot about last year. I don't even remember what happened last year.
Lost three of your last five.
So. Dang, that sounds rough. Good thing we're in this year.
Why do you guys think you have traditionally don't play your best football at this time of year?
Just talking about it, the urgency of, you know, I think everyone, starting with the coaches, from the older guys on the team, because it's what you come into when you get here. It's the first thing you hear about, you know, right after Thanksgiving, and you continue to hear it week in and week out. So I think, you know, addressing it and talking about it gives you a chance to go out there and try to play your best football. And, you know, like you said last year, but it's something you have to do every week. You know, just talking about it doesn't automatically mean it's going to happen, but I think it gives you a chance. And then it's up to the guys to go out there each day and practice and try to get better, you know, at a time in the season when, you know, some people are just trying to get by and, you know, hurting, and it's a long season. And, you know, you have to really mentally try to do those things because it's tough this time of the year.
Devin, some guys get motivated by trash talking, and Steve Smith is a great player without trash talking, but once you get him going, he becomes like, you know, he's vindictive almost. How do you get your guys to kind of say, hey, he's going to get after you, but you got to stay still with what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't even think I need to say anything. I mean, guys are competitive. You got to just go out there and play. You know, each week you got guys that, you know, talk and be, you know, obviously he's an elite at it, you know, definitely. You've watched him do it for years, but I think it starts with going out there and playing well. You know, if we do those things, then we don't have to worry about anything that's being said out there, and just have to focus on what we're doing. And I think just from a total team standpoint and aspect, we understand how important that is to do what's best for the team out there on the field. And, you know, we've talked about that numerous times. As players and coaches tell us, so I don't think that'll be an issue for us.
What do you think about Joe Flacco in this offense that always kind of gives you guys troubles?
They're good. You know, Joe Flacco is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I think, you know, his ability to get the ball down the field, but his, you know, also his experience and his understanding of what's going on out there and knowing how to attack a defense. You know, I think they've always had a good running game. They have very good skill players. So, you know, offensively, that's what you want. You know, they want to be able to run the ball, but they also know they can drop back and throw the ball. They have a bunch of weapons, you know, Mike Wallace, Steve Smith, Pitta. You know, Kamar Aiken was here. We know he's a tough football player. He's going to make plays for them catching the ball. And, you know, it's a good amount of guys to stop, and, you know, we're going to have to try to slow them down.
What's made Steve Smith so good for so long?
I don't know him personally, but I would probably guess his work ethic, you know, to still play at a high level. I think one thing is obviously he's very competitive. He goes out there and competes his butt off, you know, every game for 60 minutes. But, you know, to keep getting older and keep getting better, you know, you have to probably have a tremendous work ethic. And he obviously has that, and he's a tough matchup for years in this league.
That speed of Mike Wallace.
Oh, very dangerous. We've seen him, you know, a bunch of times, whether it was in Pittsburgh or in Miami. It's not just going deep down the field, but it's, you know, him in Baltimore catching an over route or catching a slant. If you miss one tackle, you know, turn it into a foot race, you're probably going to lose that every time. So he's a guy, he knows his speed and he knows when to turn it on. So he's a guy we'll have to be aware of and making sure, you know, we try to surround him and not let him turn on that speed and get going.
Last time you guys played each other was that playoff game where you were down 14, came back to beat them. What do you remember about that game in particular, anything?
Not really. We won. That's it. I mean, it was a tough game. We were down 14 twice, but just kept playing, you know, able to make some plays offensively and defensively that really decided that game. But, you know, a little bit different teams from both sides personnel-wise, so we'll see if that even has any bearing on this one.
You just mentioned, you were talking about December at the beginning. And, you know, you guys, 7-day-a-week job here, but still it's a holiday season, so to speak, you know, and there's a lot of kind of outside influences, you know, family and things like that. How do you maybe what did you learn about how to kind of, you have to make a circle around yourself during this time of year, because December football, you're trying to get better, and how do you maybe teach these younger guys to balance outside versus inside?
I think you can't just turn, your back to your family and just say, it's football, it's a part of what makes you a human, so you just have to enjoy the process, I think the biggest thing is just stay on your routine. Don't let the different holidays change and ruin your routine. If you don't get to celebrate on one day, celebrate the next day. That's something that has been easy for me, my family. I think with myself and my brother both being in the NFL, we've celebrated Christmas in January before. It just is what it is. I think you have to, obviously realize how important football is, how important all these guys in the locker room mean to you, how much they're counting on you, and you want to enjoy your family, but you also want to make sure you're prepared and these guys in the locker room can trust you to do your job. And I think everyone in the locker room cares about each other enough that they put the team first and they realize, what they can do and what they can. And for the young guys, it's all a learning process. You talk to the older guys, you learn as much as possible, and you just go out there and try to do it.
Is Joe Flacco, Devin, somebody who will try to kind of in the old school gunslinger, he will try to force passes into tight spaces, and you can't assume that you have a guy covered when you think you might have him covered?
Yeah, he's definitely going to give his guys a chance. I think he knows what he can do on the field. He has a very strong arm, and I think all the good quarterbacks, I think there's probably been times where they've thrown an interception and they're like, I thought I could get that in there. And I think that's a part of what makes them good quarterbacks, having that moxie about you, that you want to try to make a play, that you believe in yourself, you believe in your guys that you're throwing the ball to. So, he has a good amount of weapons to get the ball to. So he's definitely going to give his guys a chance to make some plays, and they've shown that they've made them. So we got to definitely cover guys, but also be ready down the field to go up there and challenge them and make our own plays.
Kevin, you mentioned about the snowball effect last week about turnovers. Do you guys feel like you guys are clicking defensively with 2 weeks in a row with the two turnovers?
We'll see. I think we've done a good job the last couple of weeks, even before those two games, of just attacking the ball and just really just trying to hit that and talk about it every day and do it in practice. There's times where, we're close, we don't get it in practice. There's times where we're ripping at the ball, it doesn't. But you get in the game, it's a mentality now. You just keep doing it, and those turnovers that come. So I think it's something that we've been focusing on, we got to continue to focus on. Keep doing it in practice, and hopefully it shows up on Sundays, or in this case, Monday.